Parshas Vayigash. This week's parasha finishes off the story of the Mechiras Yosef, where the brothers sold Yosef, and Yosef ended up getting sold to Mitzrayim, etc., etc. And in our parasha Vayigash, the brothers meet up with Yosef, and Yosef reveals himself, and that pretty much ends the story. Now there are Svarim that write that Yosef was meichel his brothers mechile bechesed. Yosef was meichel his brothers what they were chayte to him. And the question that Mefarshim grapple with, there's a sefer from Reb Chaim Palagi called Nefesh Chaim in Mereches HaAyin. So he asks, if that's the case, so why didn't the brothers get a full kapara? You know, In Yom Kippur davening in the Piyutim of Mosef, we talk about the Asar Aruge Malchus, and it says over there that the reason for the Asar Aruge Malchus because they were the Gilgulim of the Ten Shvatim, and they were punished for Mechiras Yosef. So why was it necessary for them to get punished if Yosef HaTzadik was meichel them? Additionally, we could add to the question, there's a Meshech Chachma that talks about it. He says, brings down Midrashim. He says the Lashon of the Tefillah of Yom Kippur. He say, Ki atasochon li Yisrael u'machalon l'shifte Yeshur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel with the word Tzoleach to Klal Yisrael and Meichel to the Shifte Yeshur, to the Shvatim of Yeshur. So the Meshech Chachma says that in all Doris, the Einish, if Klal Yisrael goes ahead and does an Aveir ben Olam lach Aveiroi, the Shoyrish of that Aveir is rooted in the Aveir Mechiras Yosef, and whenever it needs Kapara for any Chet Klal Yisrael does in later Doris of ben Olam lach Aveir, it's also a Chelik of it is Mechapir, it's still being Mechapir for the Chet Mechiras Yosef. And any Chet that ben Olam lach Makim is rooted in the Chet of the Eagle, and some of it is mechaper more for the eagle, and that's what the lashon of the tefillah is. Ki atasochon Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu is meichel Klal Yisrael for Yisrael what Klal Yisrael did as a whole as Klal Yisrael the chet eagle, and umachal on the shifte Yeshurun Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps being meichel shifte Yeshurun the aveir that was done by the shvatim of Mechiras Yosef. So Chaim Palagi brings down two answers. One answer, he says, is that even though Yosef HaTzadik was meichel his brothers, but Akati Posh Chelik Avoya, the Aveir was still there because that took care, that got rid of the Aveira of being Adam Lech Aveira. But there was still a necessity to go ahead and get Kapara for the Aveir of being Adam Lamakim. A second Teretz he gives is that even though Yosef HaTzadik was Meichel, but they never got a Mechila from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he didn't know about it, or he only knew about it very late, right before he was Nifter, or he did know about it, Baal Kaponim, the Shvatim didn't know that he knew about it. And they didn't know, and they never made him aware of it, to go ahead and approach Yaakov to ask him Mechila. And Memela, they never asked Mechila from Yaakov, and therefore they never got a Mechila from Yaakov. So the Chet Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, that's still necessary to have Kapara, is for the Chet that they did towards Yaakov Avinu, licked, included in the Aveir of Mechiras Yosef, an Avla to Yosef was also an Avla to Yaakov Avinu. So we have these two Terutzim, why Klal Yisrael still had to get Kapara, later Doiris, and perhaps has to, for Chet Mechiras Yosef, even though Yosef HaTzadik was Meichel them. I would like to use this as a reason to talk about doing tshuva, proper ways and different discussions of doing tshuva for the Aveir of Lashon Hara, and it's relevant not just for Lashon Hara, but you'll see it carries over some of the concepts that we'll talk about, carry over for other Aveiros, Bin Adam Lech Aveiros. And really, it's a tremendous discussion, and it has halachic ramifications. The Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Dalid, Sif Yud Beis, in a couple places, he talks about doing tshuva for Lashon Hara. There, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Dalid, Sif Yud Beis, he talks about doing tshuva for the avei of speaking Lashon Hara. And he says that the person that spoke Lashon Hara, if the listeners never believed anything, so then it comes out that even though he was over in Aveira, he was still nevertheless over in Aveira of Lashon Hara for that he did something that potentially could have caused harm or embarrassment. And therefore, that's an Aveira binodim lamokim. It's not binodim lachaveira if the listeners never believed it. And therefore, it's enough to do the regular steps of tshuva and Aveira binodim lamokim, meaning to say that he would have to do charata, have regret for the aveira that he did, vidui, speak out the aveira, and kabbalah labo, and be mekabel for the future not to do it again. However, if the listeners believed it and there was hezek somehow to the person that it was about, to the victim, so either because the listeners believed it and then they caused damage or injury, or the mere fact that the listeners listened and believed it, and the image of the victim was lowered in their eyes, it caused bizayin, it caused harm to the person that it was about. So in such cases, a person has to fix up, not only do the regular steps of tshuva for an aveir bin adam lamakim, a person in such cases also has to do the steps of tshuva, which are necessary for a chet bin adam lachaveri dahainu. Either he could fix it up, undo all the harm that was done, or ask mechila. And to first talk about to undo the harm that was done, if the person caused monetary damage, so l'chayr, that's the easiest, depending how much damage it was, but a person could go ahead and return the money, give the money back, fix up all the money. That would correct the problem of Bein Adam Lachaveiroi. And then the next step would be to do tshuva in the regular chelik of Bein Adam Lamakim. Now sometimes it happens to be even after you give the person money back, he's still upset. He's still upset that he got the damage and then got repaid, got reimbursed. The reimbursement, the money of reimbursement is not always satisfying the aggravation that the person had. Does somebody have to also ask mechila? So that's a whole discussion. I'm going to leave that aside for right now. Certainly when a person injured his friend or stole from his friend, then he has to also go ahead and, besides for reimbursement of the money, to go ahead and ask mechila. A person that was mazik, monetarily damaged his friend, especially begrama, yash lodun, if he's mechuyiv to also ask mechila if he fully reimbursed his friend. Certainly a person is not allowed to damage his friend just because he will later reimburse his friend. But we mean after the fact that he did this already and he did reimburse, would he also have to get mechila from his friend? Certainly in cases when it's not reimbursable, it's not a monetary issue, it was bizayin, or he doesn't know who the person is. Okay, we'll have to talk, that's another discussion, if he doesn't know who the person is, or for whatever reason, it's not reimbursable. So then he has to get mechila. He has to ask mechila from the person he spoke about. And asking mechila does not mean plain going over and asking somebody mechila. B'liashiv is quoted that B'liashiv said, if somebody plain simply says the words, ani mevakash mechila, I ask mechila, it's not necessarily enough. If it was a real avla, it's not enough that a person goes and just asks mechila. Imagine somebody goes over to a gvir, to a wealthy person, and he wants a present of $1 million. And he says, oh, can you just give me $1 million? So the Gvir, the wealthy man, will probably just laugh it off. You want me to just give you $1 million just because you asked? It doesn't work like that. I don't know you. I'm not just going to give everybody $1 million. So you have to realize, if somebody hurt his friend, and he wants his friend to be moichel, mechila is, but we see the concept mechila really goes together with matana. In a certain sense, it's a present. In a certain sense, he's giving you something as a gift. You want him to give you a gift. You want him to go ahead and give you mechila. So if somebody wants to go over to a millionaire, now I'm not saying every mechila is worth $1 million, but depending what the avla was, it could be a smaller avla, a bigger avla, a very big avla. If it was a very big avla and he just asks, ani mevakesh mechila, and besides for the fact that it's not considered even asking, it might be a bezoyin. It might be a noaz dvarim just to say that. The person that asks such a very simple, plain mechila like that, he might be making a bezoyin of the person, as if to say the whole bezoyin that he did was a nothing. Asking mechila means to be mefayis the person, to appease the person. It may entail having a discussion with him, explaining to him how hard it was for you, how you may feel so bad, be sympathetic, be mechazik him, tell him you're going to help in the future, maybe you have to give him some presents, maybe go out of your way for him. Whatever way, whatever is necessary to bend over for him, to ask him mechila, that's what asking mechila means. That's what's called asking mechila. And in regular cases, a person has to ask mechila up to 3 times, and that's to do his duties of asking mechila. So that's all if he's able to ask mechila. What about if he doesn't know who the person is that he said Lashon Hara about, or for all matters, you know, could be negiah to all other aveiros bein adam lachaveir. But let's say he can't find the person, or, like the Chafetz Chaim says, if he spoke about too many people, he won't remember or not be able to find the people he spoke about. So the Chavis Havavis talks about this. The Chavis Havavis says, if a person very much wants tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him siyata dishmaya and put in the heart of the person that he hurt to be moichelin. So the Chavis Havavis says, chafitz ma'oid, if a person very much wants it. There are different stories that illustrate this. We're not going to go into it now. But there are many different stories in history that people wanted. So there were even Gdoile Yisrael that Ki Adam ain't tzadik b'art ha'shin asa toiv li'echte. They were nichshav. And they were looking and wanted so much to find the person and ask him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in unbelievable ways, was Mazmin, found the person, gave him a chance to meet up with the person so he could ask Mechila. And Yitzchak Zilberstein writes, in addition to that, that a person could daven to Hashem, like Tefillah is for everything. A person could daven to Hashem that the victim should be Moichalim. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer, Kvod Shemayim, Paragimel, he says another thing. He says if a person spoke Lashon Hara and it's difficult to ask Mechila, he can't for whatever reason, Zog the Chafetz Chaim, what he could do is he should learn the halachas of Lashon Hara Barabim from the Sifri HaPoiskim. He should be Meschazik, should strengthen himself and others to fulfill and be careful of Shmiras HaLashon. Then for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Moichalim. Exactly how that works sounds very interesting. We know if a person does a chet ben adam lechaveiroi, even Yisurim and even Yom Kippur and Yom Misa, what the Chazal say, even that's not mechaper until he goes ahead and asks his friend Mechila. So why does it work if he goes ahead and learns the halachas and learns berabim those halachas and is careful to be mekayim that bivada himchaloi? How does that work? So there's a sefer Levavi Neman that he says he asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, Zatzal, Why? How? Does that work? And Ibrahim Knievsky Zatal answered that when the victim will go to the Olam HaEmes and he'll see how much Torah, how many Zchusim came about, how many Zchusim he's getting for that this person wants tshuva from and mechila from him, then he'll be Meichel the person. Certainly, the victim will realize he got such a good deal by that the person said Lashon Hara and wants mechila, that it will be worth it for him, and at that point in the Olam HaEmes, the victim will be Meichel him. That's one pshat. Sometimes we don't necessarily understand. I did find in one place the Chidor writes that, you know, the Chazal say if he was Moiti Shemra Berabim, if somebody was Oivan Aveir Moiti Shemra and Moiti Shemra about another person Berabim, then the victim is not Mechuyiv to be Moichalem. Zog the Chidor. At the same time, even though the victim is not mechuyev to be moichalim, but Chazal tell us that if somebody is moiti shemra, he would get saras. So what would happen, zok the chido? If somebody was moiti shemra v'rabim on somebody, and then he got saras, and then he was sitting bodod yeshev, he was sitting in his outside the city in his corner, and he did tshuva, and then the kohen came back, and then the saras would go away. Then he would bring the birds, and he would bring karbanis, and he would become tar, and he would get kapara. Ah, he didn't ask mechila. Ah, the other person wasn't meichelim. So the chida, if a person does what he's supposed to do, he gets mechila. Even when he didn't ask, get a mechila, if the person went all the way, they're going to get kapara even without getting a mechila. So we don't always know what the shear for that is. What does it mean going all the way? But there's a certain point when the person will get kapara, even if there was no mechila. And so the Chidor is writing the debt with tzaras. So the Chafetz Chaim, we can understand that the Chafetz Chaim is saying with learning Torah and learning this Indian of Shmiras HaLashon and being Mesakin, the Indian of Shmiras HaLashon to the extent that he can, to the largest and farthest extent that he can, that could also be a kapara on Lashon Hara when there is no other Eitzah. Like we said before, if somebody's Moiti Shemra about another person, so then it says that he's not even Mechuyev to be Moichalim. So there's a few halachas about that. It's talking about a very severe Moiti Shemra. Not all Moiti Shemra is the same. It's saying, so it's talking about a case when he did a very chomer dikei moiti shemra. He like publicized that this family is, you know, there's a problem in their yichus, and now this family is not being able to go ahead and find shidduchim or having difficulty with shidduchim. That's like the type of moiti shemra that the people are not mechuyev to be moichel the person. There's a very interesting discussion. That the Chafetz Chaim writes that let's say somebody said Lashon Hara, Reuven said Lashon Hara about Shimon, and Shimon, the one the Lashon Hara was about, didn't yet know that this Lashon Hara was said about him. And now Reuven has Charata that he said such a Lashon Hara and he wants to do tshuva, so the Chafetz Chaim says he has to ask Mechila from Shimon. Zogt the Chafetz Chaim, Reuven has to go to Shimon and tell Shimon what he said about him and then ask him mechila. That's how he's going to have to do bakashas mechila. That's how he's going to have to go about it. So there's a sefer called Michtivei Chafetz Chaim, which are letters by the son of the Chafetz Chaim. It's a collection of all different letters. And over here it says the son of the Chafetz Chaim is a letter that somebody wrote to the son of the Chafetz Chaim that he heard from the mouth of the Chafetz Chaim. So somebody wrote a letter to the son of the Chafetz Chaim and he says he heard this from the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim told him that when he wrote his sefer, he brought his sefer to the Gadol Ador, Yisrael Salanter, Some say the Chafetz Chaim wrote his sefer based on encouragement from the Bisrael Salanter. In any case, he brought his sefer to Bisrael Salanter, and Bisrael Salanter said he likes the sefer very much, and indeed, he did like it very much. And in fact, it is said that Bisrael Salanter's whole life would go around with a Mesilas Yesharim in his talis bag. Wherever he went, he took a Mesilas Yesharim with him. And once the Sefer Chafetz Chaim came out, he took along with him a Mesilas Yesharim plus a Chafetz Chaim. He also had a Chafetz Chaim with him. He very much appreciated the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Nevertheless, he told the Chafetz Chaim, after he went through the Sefer, Bisrael Salanter told the Chafetz Chaim he has a cash on one halacha in the Sefer. That's this halacha, that if you sell Lashon Hara about a friend, and the friend doesn't yet know about it, that he's mechuyev to go over to the person and tell him what he said and then ask mechila. Bisrael Salanter said he disagrees. He says it can't be. Says Bisrael Salanter, just because this avarian, just because this person that violated Lashon Hara wants mechila, what right does he have to now be over a new avera of a noas dvarim? By that he tells the victim what he said about it. He's going to pain and hurt the victim. Paining and hurting the victim is an aveir of a noas dvarim. What right, said Bisrael Salanter, what right does the person that said Lashon Hara have to say it over just because he wants mechila? So the Chafetz Chaim answered, I hear the question. What should I tell you? I came straight from Rabbeinu Yoina. All I'm doing is quoting Rabbeinu Yoina. Don't ask a question on me. Ask a question on Rabbeinu Yoina. It's before in different svarim that the Bisrael Salanter held, even if Rabbeinu Yoina said that it can't be that a person should actually do that. At the same time, Chafetz Chaim reprinted a sefer again and again. He never changed this halacha. He just apparently did not agree to Bisrael Salanter. So there was a machlaikas. Apparently there was a machlaikas between Bisrael Salanter and the Chafetz Chaim about this halacha. And the question is how a person should actually fear zuch when it comes to lemaisa. So I was once told that... So first of all, before I get to that, the Sefer Imrei Siach brings down that the Futner Zatzal said that according to Bisrael Salanter, it's not the pshat that he can't ask mechila and therefore he does not get mechila and kapara. Rather, if he can't ask mechila because Einoaz Dvorim prohibits him from asking mechila, so then he gets mechila kapara without asking mechila. As I had the Futner gesagt. In any case, but what should a person actually do? So it's machlokes between Rabbeinu Yoina with the Chafetz Chaim against Bisrael Salanter. How should a person pass? How should a person fear zich? We wish such a shayla wouldn't come up, but from time to time, unfortunately, it does come up. So I was told that if Aaron Kollel Zatzal said that Bisrael Salanter Zatzal for Inyani Musur is Tanuhu Polik, just like the Gemara says, for Rav, even though for most purposes Rav was like an Amayra, but for some purposes Rav was like a Tana. He was in between, he was like a Tana. He was so great, he was like a Tana that he was able to argue on Tanoim. So Aaron Kotler said, for Inyani Musar, Bisrael Salanter was so great, he was like a Rishon. He was able to argue even on Rabbeinu Yoina, and meaning to say, we should paskin like Bisrael Salanter. Similar to that, the Yerushalayim Zalman Eirbach Zatzal, the Ibn Yashiv Zatzal, are both quoted as paskining in Gansen like Bisrael Salanter. At the same time, Ibn David Feinstein Zatzal paskins the other way. Ibn David Feinstein in Shaila Sitchubas Vidibat Abam Chelik Aleph Simikuf Samach Gimel paskins like the Chafetz Chaim. The only thing Ibn David Feinstein says is that sometimes it's unnecessary to really spell out what the story was. If it was a real something that's really harmful, really hurtful, so then in a chenami, the only way he can ask mechila is if he tells the victim what the bad thing was, and then the person can be meichelin. But if it was something very mild, then it's enough to just go over and ask this generic bakashas mechila that people go around and Erev Yom Kippur, are you meichel me? That generic bakashas mechila would be enough if it was a very small if it was only a mild thing that he said against his friend. Now, there are those that want to say, Mara machod of Le Pligi. There's a Sefer Meir Yitzchak says this, there's another Sefer says this, that it would seem, if you look carefully at Rabbi Yoina, and you look carefully at what Bissar Salanta was saying, then really, the Chayyar, they're talking about two different cases, and there's no machlaikas. Bissar Salanta was talking about a case where the victim had no idea that such a statement was said about him. In such a case, by telling the victim that such a statement was said about him, that alone hurts him. So there, Yisrael Salanter said, you have no right to tell him about that statement said about him because it's going to cause him pain. Rabbi Yoina, if you look carefully, he's talking about a case when the victim knows the statement that was said about him. He knows what was said about him. Nor was, he just didn't know who it was that said it. So by telling him who it was that said it, perhaps is not really adding any extra pain. And even of Avadir, that's where Rabbi Yoina says to go and tell him. And of Avadir, perhaps even Rabbi Yisrael Salanta would agree that it's mutter, that's not going to cause him pain, and therefore it would be mutter. Now, what's interesting is here in Sefer Chafetz Chaim says that if somebody said Lashon Hara about a friend, he has to go ahead and besides for the tshuva and min adam la makim, he has to ask his friend mechila. The other way too. Besides for asking mechila, he also has to go ahead and do a tshuva and aver min adam la makim. And we had before that in fact, Reb Chaim Pelagi wrote that one of the reasons why there were asar ruge malchus was because even though the brothers got mechila from Yosef, but they didn't achieve a full tshuva and aver bin adam lamakim. And the kapara that was necessary was for the chait, for the chelik of the chait that was bin adam lamakim. Meaning, even after they got mechila from Yosef, it still wasn't enough for all of it. That's the same idea that the Chafetz Chaim writes in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, that even after he asks his friend mechila, he still has to do tshuva and the chelik bein adam lamakim. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in one place, it brings down a prima godin that says if a person is maknit chaveira, he upsets his friend, he has a tzarechin, he has a safik, then maybe if he upsetted his friend, it's enough to just ask his friend mechila. Maybe once his friend is meichalim, he no longer has to do anything more. He doesn't have to do any tshuva. In Adam Lamakim, everything is away. Everything is over. He uprooted whatever he did. Once his friend is Meichelim, there's nothing left. There's no more Aveir left. He reversed. He undid what he did. And so therefore, there's no Aveir in Adam Lamakim either. So first of all, it seems to be a stira between the Chafetz Chaim himself, what he writes in Mishnah Berurah, and what he writes in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. However, if someone looks carefully, the Chumigodim Kemat writes this Mefurish, and it's Mefur like this from other Sfarim as well. The idea of the Chumigodim is in a case when it's a minimal amount of pain. We have, for example, let's take for example the Issur Vaynoas Dvar. A person cannot say words that will hurt his friend. And that's Aveir Vaynoas Dvar. There's a Kesef HaKotshim, that's a sefer printed on the side of Shulchan Aruch Eshe Mishpat, written by the Buchacher of, same one that wrote Eshel Avram Buchacher on Arachayim and Ezim Mikoidesh and Evan Ezer. He says that sometimes a person could say words of chutzpah, and it won't be bin Adam an Aveira bin Adam Lamakim. It won't be an Aveira of the Anuaz Dvarim. It's wrong for the person to say it. It perhaps hurts the other person a little bit, but aveira, it's not enough, it's not severe enough, it's so mild that it doesn't go into the category of Anoaz Dvar. And similar to that, the Chafetz Chaim builds a ladder that the Chafetz Chaim writes in Sefer Chafetz Chaim in the Psicha, that there's a separate lav, there's one lav of Anoaz Dvar, and a separate lav of Halbanas Panim, learned from Leisisa Olachet. So Chafetz Chaim explains that it's a more severe type of pain than he's over halbanas panim. if it's, so we can call it perhaps mild, moderate, and severe. If it's mild pain, it won't be even Einoaz Dvarim. If it's moderate amount of pain, it will be Einoaz Dvarim, but not Halbanas Panim. If it's severe pain, then he's over the Aveira of Halbanas Panim. Chavetz Chaim learns to be over the Aveira of Halbanas Panim, it doesn't have to be Berabim, even Shaloi Berabim, he's over the Aveira of Halbanas Panim. And the way the Chavetz Chaim himself writes over there in Berimayim Chaim, when it's more severe, that's when it's Halbanas Panim. Al-Kapanim, getting back to our discussion, the Prima Godim, it's Mefurish like that, and another Sefer of the Prima Godim. Prima Godim that has a tzad, that maybe it's enough to ask Mechila, that's when it's mild, when it's not even in a category of Einoaz Dvarim. Or by us, Lati Lashon Hara. Once it hits, once he got into the category of a Lav Doi Raisa, he violated a Lav Doi Raisa, he was over an Isra Atayra. Chevering a friend, if it's mild, might not be an alav doi raisa. It might be a wrong thing, bad midas. His friend could have a taina on him. He should go ahead and get mechila from his friend, even if he wasn't over an lashon hara per se, or einoaz dvarim per se. But when he went so far, and that he was mamish over an aveir, over a lav doi raisa, like the Chafetz Chaim writes and stresses many places, that besides for chepering your friend and bothering your friend and having the akpod of your friend, it's an aveira. It's like eating treif. Violating lashon hara is like eating treif. And when a person went and did something that he was mamish bechlal, the aveira of leiselich rochel, or an aveira of einoaz dvarim, then it's not a stira at all. The Chavetz Chaim, it's for a dover pashut that he has to go ahead and do tshuva and the chit and the chelik mein adam lamakim as well. And like we said, that was one of the terutzim of why there was still a necessity to have Hasar Aruge Malchus, because even after Yosef HaTzadik was Meichel, but the Chelik of Oya, the Chelik of the Aveir Ben Olam Lamokim, that wasn't Nimchal.